We are very pleased with the department's successes this past fiscal year in FOIA administration. The AG set the tone for this success back in 2009 when he issued the FOIA guidelines. And the department has certainly been working very diligently to implement those guidelines. And in this past fiscal year, we had a lot of really significant successes. We processed more FOIA requests than ever before. We achieved a release rate of 94.5%. So for the second straight year in a row, our responses to requesters where the requester got either a full release or a partial release of the records that they sought was 94.5%, which is an incredibly high release rate. And then in addition to increasing all those releases, we also reduced our backlog of pending requests by a full 26%. And our administrative appeal backlog was down by 41%. So overall, we feel just very pleased with the work that we did across the department in FOIA administration.
Now, over the years, FOIA comes up as a point of news stories and conversation all the time. Tell us exactly what happens in an agency. What does a FOIA officer specifically do when a request comes in? What takes them so long sometimes?
There's a lot of steps involved in processing a FOIA request, and I think I'm glad you asked me that because I think oftentimes the public thinks that it's a fairly easy process to just enter something in a computer and have a document come out, and then it's just a simple matter of sending it to the requester. While that can happen for certain types of requests, oftentimes what takes longer for agencies is when they have to conduct extensive searches for records, especially when the records are located, you know, throughout multiple offices or even maybe multiple buildings or locations at the agency, sometimes in far-flung locations. So collecting the records can be time-consuming. The amount of records that are subject to any given request can also be voluminous. So, of course, just the mechanics of going through those records to look for opportunities to make releases, that also takes time. And then lastly, there's oftentimes the need to consult with other agencies to get their views on disclosability, and that also can take time.
So there are a lot of moving pieces to this puzzle, and how did Justice manage to reduce its backlog and increase the number of releases then?
Yeah, we achieved this, I think, through a combination of many factors. First of all, training. We've had extensive training within the department and an emphasis on the importance of FOIA and the importance of operating efficiently. And one of the things that the Attorney General asks all agencies to do in his FOIA guidelines and what one of the requirements that we've established in Chief FOIA Officer reports is we ask agencies to look to see, to constantly look to see if there are ways they can increase efficiencies, find ways to simplify the consultation process, for instance, work with requesters to prioritize the records that are responsive to a request in a way to make the process go faster. So those are the types of things that we've done to help make the process be more efficient. And we've certainly done, within DOJ, we've had our own FOIA conferences where we meet internally with the FOIA professionals to highlight particular issues that are that need attention and to share tips for success. We also are very fortunate at DOJ to have the real active involvement of our Chief FOIA Officer, who's the Associate Attorney General. And I think across the government, agencies have found that having a active Chief FOIA Officer really helps bring attention to FOIA and helps the process overall.
We're speaking with Melanie Paste. She's Director of the Office of Information Policy at the Justice Department. And do you ever plan ahead, say, by pre-staging a answer to a FOIA request when you anticipate getting them? I'm thinking of saying something like the Fast and Furious investigation, which was controversial and very public, and probably a lot of FOIA requests on a topic like that. You ever put together a package ahead of time so you're ready to go when the requests come in?
One of the focuses on, and again, this all stems back to the Attorney General's FOIA guidelines and the President's FOIA memo, it's incredibly important to have proactive disclosures of information, and which means agencies anticipating interest in records and posting them or making them available so that the public has access to information without the need to make a FOIA request. And that's been a constant aspect of the Attorney General FOIA guidelines. And we ask agencies every year to report on things they're doing to make proactive disclosures. And this is an area where across the government, agencies have really done a terrific job of anticipating interest in records and making them available on their website. And one of the things we just did at the Justice Department, we have a website called FOIA.gov, which is our comprehensive government-wide website that deals with everything connected with the Freedom of Information Act. And we just added a new feature to that that's a Find tab. And the idea there is that any member of the public can go to FOIA.gov and type in a search term, type in a topic that they're interested in, like BP oil spill or Al Capone, and they can type the search term in, and FOIA.gov will search not just one agency, but it searches across all federal agencies and locates any record that any agency has posted on that topic. So we're really hopeful that that feature will enhance the availability and accessibility of information to the public, and again, without any need for anyone to make a FOIA request.
How do you decide what to release in your effort to be proactive with disclosures?
It's a combination of factors within an agency. Certainly, FOIA professionals have a really good feel for the types of things that the public is interested in. So they're a key part of identifying, oh, we can imagine that we're going to get a FOIA request on this because we've had these kind of similar requests in the past, or we've read something in the paper and we're imagining now we're going to get requests. So FOIA professionals are uniquely situated within an agency. But it's a team effort across the across each agency. So the FOIA professionals would work with their Office of Public Affairs, for example, with program offices. One of the guidance points that we set up for in my office to help agencies was we asked them to think of ways, set up systems to systematically identify information that would be a good candidate for discretionary release. Because the whole idea is that you have to be thinking in advance of what would be of interest to the public and then proactively retrieving those records and posting them.